This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, you know, yesterday we had an election in the city already, the primary election. Absentee voting is underway now in the county and probably a lot of other municipalities. And you'll get to do in-person voting at the end of the month before the April 8th election. Big school board issues going on. We got these reports this morning of signs being stolen out in the Francis Howell School District because of the nastiness on the NEA-supported side of the equation. There are some important issues, including Prop B in St. Louis County, and we've got St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock on the phone this morning. Dennis, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine, and you know, timing is everything. You reached out to me last week. I reached out to you yesterday and said, how about coming on tomorrow morning? And little did I know that just yesterday, Sam Page was out there blasting you guys over Prop B.
Well, that seems to become the modus operandi for the county executive. He doesn't want to talk to us, so he talks to the media.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we got wind of it, and there were four of us at the press conference as well, and we're able to talk to kind of set the record straight at the end of the afternoon.
So, you know, I mean, it became pretty obvious during COVID that Sam Page relishes the power he has as county executive. What you guys are saying, if correct me if I'm wrong, is that, you know, we sometimes have questions for department heads and all we get is the runaround, and that's not the right way to do government business.
Well, that's exactly right, and it goes beyond that. And, you know, we have today, to use a recent example, we had the incident a few weeks ago where the Director of Public Health denied that there was the existence of a euthanasia plan for when the county took the animal control over back from the APA. Well, then a few days, and somebody did a sunshine request for it, were denied that sunshine request because it didn't exist. Well, then they happened to find it.
Yeah.
And then the director said, oh, that's right, I did see that. But we didn't think it was anything to worry about. And, you know, the story just keeps coming out in bits and pieces. Well, there's no, if the county executive chooses to do what he's done, which is nothing, there's no recourse for the council or any of the any taxpayers in St. Louis County to demand accountability for the actions of that director.
And I think
that's what Proposition B does.
I think that what should be noted here, too, is it's not like if you don't like the director's actions that you're able to go fire that person. Doesn't it take five votes on the county council in order for that to happen?
It does. That's exactly right, Kim. It takes five votes. Plus, we'll have a hearing with that individual, and they can present their case, and we'll make our decision after that.
Would those be public meetings? Would the voters be able to watch those meetings if you had concerns about a director?
Well, we you know, there's a fine line there between, you know, when we're talking about dealing with an individual and a personnel issue involving an individual, and normally those types of discussions are held in a private session.
Right.
But there are things that we can do publicly, you know, as far as just, you know, laying out our case, as far as you know, making the decision to do that publicly. So there are things that we're going to be guided by our attorney on through that process. But
yeah.
You know, it's really no different than I think there's 60 municipalities in the county that allow the legislative body to remove an employee. We think it's important for us to be able to hold our employees accountable.
Dennis Hancock, our guest county councilman. And, you know, I think it's important that what the news conference showed yesterday is that there is bipartisan support for this and bipartisan concern, and which, you know, the Democrats control county council. If they just voted on a straight ticket, which fortunately they have not, a straight party line, I should say. And in this particular case, you're going the extra step to say it would take a supermajority to exercise this power. And, I mean, we don't see votes like that very often on county council, do we?
Well, we don't. And there's a reason why it's a high bar. You know, when you're dealing with someone's livelihood and the, you know, the impact that it's going to have on them and their families,
sure,
we want to be concerned about that. We want to make sure that the information we have is rises to that level. And so I think it's important to have that little bit higher bar than just a simple majority.
So just to get some idea, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but this whole situation that you describe with the animal shelter and euthanasia, all of those things, I read about that and reported on it. In your opinion, would that elevate to the point where you feel like at least a meeting should be called with that director between you and the other council members?
I do. I think any time that someone violates the Sunshine Law, I think any time that someone lies to the public in a position of authority, I think that they should be held accountable to that.
Yeah, interesting. Well, that is Prop B, which will be on the ballot. A yes vote would give county council the authority to ultimately fire a department head if they're not doing their job correctly. And up until now, that would only have been the power of the county executive, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And so, you know, hopefully people will turn out. It's the only issue on the county ballot this year. And
yeah.
So we want to make sure that people turn out and have all the facts instead of just half the facts.
Well, I hope they do. I know they'll be turning out for some local school board elections. So hopefully we get enough. We get better than a 10%, 15% turnout again this year. That's the would you support, Dennis, by the way, would you support these April elections being moved to August or November? I know Nick Schroer's got a bill pending that would do just that.
You know, I think that you know, the big complaint last November was how long the ballot was and how long people were going to have to wait in line to cast their ballots. I think separating the municipal elections from the general elections, it really helps keep the line shorter and encourages people to go vote. I think that, you know, I'm not opposed to it, but I think there are reasons why they should be separated.
Interesting. I mean, but you could argue it does drive turnout because they had record turnout almost at the polls last November. Before I run out of time here, on the issue of the Taj Mahal that Sam Page would like to build and move you out of the current county building over there, I saw you had, I mean, you've been pushing back against that from the beginning, right?
Right. And, you know, to me, we've never gotten the answer to this very simple question of what's it going to take to bring us into compliance with the city of Clayton's fire codes. I've been asking for 2 years, what's the cost? What have we investigated just that possibility?
Yeah.
And the answer I keep getting is, well, that's not a good decision to do that. I don't care if it's a good decision or not. I just want to know what the number is.
Well, that's their opinion. That's Page's opinion that it's not a good decision. But if it costs you $600,000 to upgrade that building, I'm just pulling that number out of thin air, or how much, what was it, $10 million? Was that the price tag on a new building, or was it more than that?
No, it was $600 million.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, that's to build it on land that the county already owns.
Holy
cow. So that
cow.
Doesn't include any real estate costs.
Is that all in the taxpayers, or is there money already set aside? How does that whole thing get
float
funded?
Float a bond, I imagine.
Oh,
right.
No, that would all have to be done with bonds and general obligation bonds. And so, that, as the administration put it, it would only be $12 a month for every household in St. Louis County. Oh. For the next 20 years.
Something tells me Page would be exempt from that, just like he was with his property taxes, where somehow his did not go up, but all his neighbors did.
Does that include, like, the swimming pool and the spa for the county executive? I mean, good
Mark,
Lord.
They need that, okay? They need the spa.
That would be part of the new health care plan.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, I hope voters are paying attention to this nonsense, and I hope you guys can impact that decision before something silly like that happens, for sure. Dennis, I'm out of time, but thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Dennis Hancock, county councilman there. You got to have background on this information. I'm probably going to try to. I'm going to effort to put out a voter's guide. It'll include information like on Prop B and some of the local school board elections that are going on. That's something everybody needs to find out about before April 8th. We don't have a lot of time left, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.